Lori here, welcoming you to another episode of Real English Conversations from BetterAtEnglish.com. In today's conversation, which is part 3 of 4, my British friend Michael and I continue our discussion on dogs and cats, focusing on the way that human beings tend to get emotionally attached to their pets. As always, you can find the full transcript and vocabulary notes on our website, www.betteratenglish.com. Okay, here we go.
Well, you don't have a dog now, though, right?
No, not anymore. No.
No. Would you consider getting a dog?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I do love dogs, but they really are a commitment and a responsibility, of course.
Yeah.
And that isn't to be taken lightly.
No.
But
a lot of people do. A lot of people, especially in the States, people here in Sweden seem to treat their dogs much better overall than people in the States. But you see, I've seen the most horrible things back in the States. People get a dog and, you know, they're all excited about it at first, and then they just, you know, the novelty wears off.
Right.
And the poor dog just spends its life out in the backyard, chained up somewhere, barking its head off. And
right.
You know, that's
no,
really
that's a real
sad.
Shame. That's a real
yeah.
shame. But
yeah.
I think that, I mean, this is kind of a morbid thing, but, you know, I mean, dogs die. You know,
yeah.
they have their life expectancy is, what is it, about maybe about 10 years, depending on the breed.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, you're a lot more likely to go through that.
Mm.
And if you have another dog, you know, it's something you're going to be experiencing several times in your own lifetime. And that's traumatic if you, you know, you regard the dog as a family member. Or,
yeah, you do get quite attached to your
yeah.
pets.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So, you know, I mean, a friend of mine, her dog died just recently, and that was
oh,
terrible.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean that was really bad. You know, I mean the dog was 18 years old. I mean it was very, very long lived dog. But you know that's for her that was half a life. You know, so terrible trauma to go through. So I'd rather not go through that. You know, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the benefits of having a dog. I mean, as long as you can handle the responsibility, and have. You know, a good place for the dog. I don't think, you know, a German Shepherd or a Great Dane would do very well in someone's tiny little apartment.
No,
you know,
for sure.
As long as you
yeah.
can handle that, I think the benefits of having a dog would outweigh the sorrow of when the dog finally
yeah, maybe
you know, gets old and dies. But
maybe.
I guess everyone is. It's different. I would love to have a doggy. No, I really would. A small one.
Okay,
a
but aren't you
one.
Allergic to dogs?
Yeah, that's why I can't have one.
Right, right.
I would. Yeah, I'm too allergic, and also I'm not really sure my life is organized enough to be fair to a dog.
Okay.
Or that it would fit in with my.
What is that, because you don't have a regular schedule for things? Or?
Yeah, I don't have a regular schedule, and then sometimes I do work really, really long days, and I wouldn't be able to take the dog with me, so I'd have to leave it locked up in my apartment all day long. And, you know, the poor thing, you know,
would need to go
to the bathroom or just be lonely. I would have to leave it alone so much that it just wouldn't be fair.
Right, it would probably tear the place up.
Yeah, because they are social animals, you know, they're pack animals, so they really don't do well when left all alone for long periods, so it's rather cruel. But I would love to have a little doggy, a little border terrier. Or.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I would worry about getting a purebred dog, because sometimes they're so inbred that they're completely crackers. Completely
yes.
free of all intelligence.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I think mutts are generally much more robust and
tend
to have better personalities because of the, you know, the they have a much more varied.
Well, that's what they say when it comes to you know genetics, that you should be spreading the genes apart, you know,
hybrid vigor.
there's good reason why you're not allowed to marry members of your own family. Although tell the British royal family that.
Oh no, naughty.
Well, they're all related on some level, are they?
Oh my god. Oh, I don't want to be dissing the royal family, so we better not go there. But no, seriously, I would love to have a cute little doggy that I could take with me everywhere.
That's all for today. We'll be back soon with part 4. If you found today's topic interesting, we'd love to hear your comments. You can leave a comment at our website, www.betteratenglish.com, or email us at info@betteratenglish.com. Bye for now!